I'm going to start in verse 28 and go through the end of the chapter, which is verse 40. But I want to tell you a little bit about John 18. Judas has done betrayed Jesus with a kiss that missed heaven. And they arrest him in the middle of the night in the secret, so nobody knew about it. And they take him to a mock trial. And the Pharisees are like, we need to kill this man before he gets too out of hand. And they're like, we can't just put a man to death. And Peter's outside in this crowd, and he denies who Jesus even is. And one of the Pharisees has an idea. Well, let's make it legal. Let's take him to Pilate and have Pilate do it. Have Pilate put him to death for us so that we don't have to get our hands dirty. But I want to start in verse 28. But, you know, in 18, you know, when Jesus wasn't the one on trial, they were. Because Jesus is the truth. And truth never changes. It's always the same. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, it's never going to change. But if I can read verse 18 through 31 real quick. Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment. And it was early. And they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but they might eat the Passover. Then went Pilate then went unto them and said, what accusation do you bring against this man? They answered and said to him, he is a malefactor. We would not have delivered him up to thee. And then Pilate said, take ye him and judge him according to their law. And the Jews said, therefore said unto him, it is not lawful that we put any man to death. See, they wanted to be point number one, they wanted to be religiously clean, but they were spiritually filthy. They took Jesus to Pilate's hall, and they would not even go in the courtroom with him because they didn't want to defile themselves by stepping into a Gentile building so that they could go eat their precious Passover. You know, they said, look, we're not fixing to go in there because we don't want to be filthy. Little did they know, they were fixing to put to death the Lamb of God. You know, there's too many churches out there, too many people out there, even too many pastors out there that don't want to go in certain places because they're afraid they might get a little dirty. So what if you get dirty? Go into these places because there's people in these places that need to hear the truth. Pilate asked Jesus, what is truth? And Jesus simply said, I am truth. So Pilate knew the truth. He encountered the truth face to face, yet he still chose to do nothing, to stand by and keep his mouth shut. How many people are like that out there, that they know the truth and stand by and watch the wrongdoing going on in front of them? They're too afraid to speak up and open their mouth because they don't want to lose their friends. They don't want to lose their place in society. They don't want to lose their position in the church. But when you know something is wrong, speak up and tell the truth. But people are afraid of the truth because they're afraid of missing out. But you know something? The people that didn't stand up and speak for truth, they missed out. They missed out on heaven. Because they were too concerned about being religiously clean, but spiritually filthy. Point number two is the wash basin of a backslider. Now, 33 through 38 of John 18. Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus unto him, said, Art thou the King of the Jews? And Jesus answered to him, saying, Sayest this of thyself, or did others tell it of me? Pilate answered, said, I am I a Jew? Thine own nation, the chief priest, had you delivered unto me. For what hast thou done? And Jesus answered him, said, My kingdom is not of this world, because if my kingdom was of this world, then my servants would fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, How art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is the truth will hear my voice. And Pilate said unto him, What is the truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto him, I find no fault in him. So Pilate, the Roman governor, the big dog, said, Look, this man ain't done nothing wrong. I find no fault with him. So why are y'all bringing him here to kill him? And Jesus point blank just told Pilate, he said, It's for this reason that I was born. I know what I'm supposed to do, and I'm okay with it. And what did Pilate do? When the Jews would not budge an inch, Pilate just summoned a wash basin so he could wash his hands of the matter. He said, You know what? I'm innocent of this matter. But was he really innocent? Because he may have said, You know what? I wash my hands of this. I don't want nothing to do with it. He did nothing. He could have said, No, y'all ain't fitting to do this to him. He said, y'all are not going to. But he didn't. He didn't step up for what was right. He just simply watched as they did what they were going to do anyway. And there's too many people that think just because you're not involved in the wickedness, that you're innocent. You're just as guilty as they are because you didn't step up and say anything. You stood by and watched them kill an innocent man. You stood by and watched the Lamb of God be put to death. You know, and Peter was in that crowd, and he didn't even step up. You know, and he told Jesus, I will go with you even if it's to the point of death. And Jesus looked at him and said, No, you won't. And Peter proved Jesus wrong. You know, he said, I don't even know who this man is, 3 different times. But he repented of it and said, Jesus, I am sorry for what I did. You know, there's too many religious Pharisees in the world and not enough people willing to step up for the truth. You know, Jesus called the religious Pharisees of the day, the ones that dress like they have it all together, a bunch of whitewashed tombs, who look good, who look like they have everything together, but on the inside they are falling apart. They're dead. You know, just everything is going wrong. But you know something? Jesus said, I have a solution for that. And Pilate, I want you to notice something. Pilate gave these folks a choice. Do you want to set the Lamb of God free? Do you want to set Jesus free? Or do you want to set Barabbas free? A murderer. And what did they do? They still chose Barabbas. They still chose to follow the murderer instead of the king. What do we do out here a lot of times? Instead of following Jesus, because we don't want to follow Jesus, because we may get, somebody may talk about us, we'd rather hang out with the murderer. We'd rather hang out with Barabbas. We would rather see Barabbas set free. Because this following Jesus goes against the grain. It offends people. Truth offends people. Truth is offensive. The gospel is offensive to people. That's why so many Christians are being killed all over the world. Because when you start speaking truth, people get offended. Because they get pricked in their hearts of conviction. But we all need to follow the King. We all need to follow the truth. Because the price of a clean heart, you know, courage will cost you comfort. Conviction will cost you company. But when you've been washed in the blood, you will stand when others sit. You know, real fire requires sacrifice. If you want the resurrection power, you need to stand in the crucifixion places. So, if you will not carry your cross, you will never wear a crown. You know, going back to the whitewashed tombs, that there are many people that look the part and dress the part. Many churches that look pretty, but on the inside they're dead. You know, they got the perfume on. They got the praise. But inside they are decaying. They looked alive, but they're filled with death. You know, we got whitewashed tombs all over the place today. Brother Aaron, Brother Dominic, come here for just a second. Can I borrow y'all two? And I want to give y'all a visual demonstration of something. And I don't want to offend either one of y'all, but what I'm fixing to say may be a little. There are too many people, too many churches, too many pastors, and just too many people that want to dress up, they want to put on the cologne, they want to put on the facade, they want to look like Brother Aaron. But let me tell you something. Just because you look pretty on the outside don't mean you got it all together on the inside. You could be dead and falling apart, and just just because you painted good and look pretty don't mean you're going to heaven. You could look like this and bust hell wide open. But then you might have people that walk in the back door and look at Dominic and say, oh, he ain't nothing. But he could be the first one in heaven to just say, hey, brother, welcome. But when strangers walk through the door, they see the polished guy and think, oh, that's the one I need to go talk to. When truly this is the one you need to be talking to. He may look a little bit wild, but John the Baptist, you know, he was a wild man speaking truth. So just because you look polished, you could be a Pharisee. You could be a whitewashed tomb. You could also, Jesus also called them a bunch of vipers, full of poison. And when somebody else gets close to them, they infect them with that poison. Because you don't walk up on a viper without paying the cost. You know, that viper's going to reach out and strike you and infect you with that poison. So, be careful who you hang out with. Are you hanging out with the Pharisee, or are you hanging out with a true believer that is willing to follow Christ no matter what the cost? You know, how many of us in here have dressed the part and just falling apart inside? Y'all can go. Because when you come to Jesus, he washes you from the inside out. We try to wash ourselves, but we can only wash what's on the outside. But when we come to Jesus, he starts on the inside and works his way out. Not only do we want clean hands, yes, we do want a clean body, but we also want clean hearts. Because Jesus said, if you trust me enough, I will cleanse you, but I will cleanse you from the inside out. It's kind of like an oven versus a microwave. And you're like, well, how is that? Because when you try to do it yourself and you try to do it real quick, that's equivalent to doing things in a microwave. You know, it gets hot on the outside and it gets very hot. And you think it's all together, but when you get to the internal meat of it, it's cold. But when you put something in the oven for a long time and you let the oven do its work, it heats up from the inside and starts its way to the outside. So we don't need to focus on looking pretty. We don't need to focus on having the nicest church. We need to focus on what's going on the inside. And then worry about the outside. Because once we take care of the outside will take care of itself. Once we revive the inside, there's people going to be talking, man, you need to go check out what they're doing over there. But how many of you are still putting makeup on a dead body? You know, you think you have it all together. You think you have it all figured out. But inside, you're just falling to pieces. And you've cried and you've prayed and you don't understand why. Why is because you haven't fully surrendered. You haven't said, okay, God, give me that pure heart. I know I've got clean hands, but I want a clean heart to go with it. Do more than just wash my hands. You know, seek his face while he may be found. Because one day it's going to be too late. You know, so Pilate dipped his hands and said, I am innocent. But heaven thundered back. Water can't wash away the sin. Only the blood can. Because what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. So today is not about the outside. It's about the inside. You know, Pilate washed his hands, but Jesus wants to wash your heart. So if you're tired of scrubbing the surface while you are dying on the inside, let Jesus clean you. Just let Jesus have full control. You know, and you know, your life may be put together. You may be good on the inside and the outside, but we all still need just prayer. We all need prayer. We all need to come fall on our face before God and just pour our hearts out to Him. You know, whether we're alive or dead on the inside, whether we are a believer or not, everybody needs to pray. Everybody just needs to cry out to God. You know, so can we just cry out to God and say, God, give me clean hands and give me a pure heart, that I am not going to follow the murderer anymore, because the murderer's name is not Barabbas, it is Satan. Satan is the murderer. And how many times do we choose to follow him because it's convenient and it looks pretty? Because sin looks pretty on the outside. Sin looks fabulous until you get to the root of it and discover that in the middle of it is just bitterness and death and just decay and everything going on is so wrong with it. But when you follow Jesus, that's when you encounter life. That's when you encounter joy. That's when you encounter righteousness. And that is when you encounter heaven. Because when you follow Jesus, he's going to write your name down in his little black book known as the Lamb's Book of Life. And there's going to come a day he's going to look for your name. He's going to look to see if he can find Carl Langford, Evelyn Langford. He's going to look to see if he can find Dominic Virch or Georgia Nenneman. He's going to look for Aaron and Leslie Baldridge. He's going to look for Tim and Robin Moss. He's going to look for John T. Arena. He's going to look for Steve and Alice Price. He's going to look for all these names. If your name is not in there, you're going to miss the greatest chance you ever had. You know, and you may say, well, I said a prayer when I was younger. But that, hey, some repeat after me prayer is not going to get you into heaven. You know, because I can't call him for you and only you can. And it's a real communication between you and him. You know, so I want to encourage you. Yes, maybe you did say a prayer years ago, but have you truly surrendered and say, God, just take everything I am and break it so that you can rebuild it? Brother Tim, hit play. So let's just, can we sing one more time? Give us clean hands and give us pure hearts. You know, if you want to come to the altar and pray, Brother Aaron and myself will be up here if you have any special needs to pray with. If you just want to come and cry out to God and say, God, give me this clean hands and give me these pure hearts. Help me to not put Barabbas first, but help me put you first. Help me cleanse my filthiness that I didn't know I had. I thought I could just get by with just washing the outside. But no. You can wash the outside all day long, but the inside is still dead until you let Jesus in. And once you let him in, he'll start washing you from the inside out. You may look the part. You may be dressed to the nines. You may be just the spitting image of what the world wants. But that's what the world wants. What Jesus wants is your inside.